Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. So, all the difficulties that Muslims are facing in the world have been facing for centuries, even before Islam, the monotheists had to face, the anti-hijab propaganda, terrorism against Islam, Islamophobia. So isn't it amazing that with all these issues that we're facing, the Muslims around the world have been facing and will continue to face until the living Imam reappears, may Allah hasten his reappearance. The Muslim Ummah, the Muslim world is still standing. It's a miracle, and what is the reason for it? How is it that all the weapons of the disbelievers, the anti-monotheistic forces, and whatever it is, with all the so-called power that they have and all the ammunition that they're firing our way, we always come out successfully. And that's on the societal level. But on the individual level, the things that we have to face day to day, and they're getting harder, it seems, by the day for those people who are struggling towards the reappearance of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. How is it that we get through these issues? You know, sometimes alone, it seems. And sometimes just we know that a miracle is taking place and maybe we are aware of it. But there is a hadith that can explain this. In a letter to Sheikh Mufid, the Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, said, "We have never neglected you, nor have we forgotten you. If it were not the case, hardships would have overcome you and the enemies would have destroyed you." So that, in a nutshell, is really the simplification of a very profound reality that the Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is here. And although he's hidden and we can't see him, he's helping each and every one of us in each and every one of our situations. That it may be a little bit more respectful of us that we actually recognize that on a day-to-day basis and communicate with him back. Sometimes we can just say, "Thank you. I could not have got through this without your love, without your," meaning the living Imam's, "sincere dedication to his covenant towards Allah, that we ourselves would not have been able to survive in the world that we're in." Which should actually teach us something, that covenant that we have between us and Allah, the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, is such a helping hand for the community, for the Ummah, not just for ourselves, that it is such a sin for us not to remember it. As you say it, Sister Spade, I've made that really complicated, but I think they'll get it.